And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All I'm saying is it doesn't make our people look strong. And we have got to begin to fight back against these negative stereotypes.
All right, Brass Villanueva from Los Malos is with me. He's a Hispanic activist, and you are upset, along with other members of your organization, that the tobacco industry was forced to award $3 billion to a lifelong smoker. And the tobacco industry has been sued before. I don't know why a Hispanic activist organization such as yours would be. Are you taking sides with the cigarette companies?
No, Mr. Henry, I'm a Hispanic activist from my community in the Southern California area. I'm protesting these outrageous awards because it makes cigarette smoking look undesirable. I know it is not healthy, but what I'm worried about is it makes it look like it is undesirable.
Well, it is undesirable. If it's not healthy, it's undesirable. What has this got to do with the Latin community?
Well, I think it serves a purpose in the Latin community insofar as the cigarette is symbolic of the strength a leader needs to lead his people. And if you look at the history of the Vato Gaucho community and the Caballero, you know that we have leaders or people that we look up to who have had cigarettes, and they look strong in the photographs we've seen of them. I think of Ricky Ricardo and Juan Valdez, who did smoke.
Now, I'm not familiar with either one of these guys. Ricky Ricardo, no, that was Desi Arnaz.
Ricky Ricardo, if you see pictures of him, okay?
Yeah, I know. He smoked cigarettes. He also died from lung cancer.
He gave his life for his community.
So the picture of a Latin male smoking a cigarette somehow is a strong symbol.
That is correct. And this is, for us, Mr. Henry...
Well, this is a health issue, though. This isn't about images of strength, is it?
You have to understand something. I hope someday to be a part of the leadership of the Hispanic community. And to understand a gaucho or the caballero who roams the range and camps out smoking a cigarillo or a swish of sweet, that is the image of strong Rosero tradition in the tradition of the gaucho.
All right, now you've used three terms, gaucho, caballero, roaming the ranchero, and...
I'm sure you've seen pictures of a strong Latin man smoking a cigarette while he guards a ranchero or rides a horse on a ranchito. Okay, this is a very strong message. If cigarettes are being talked down like that...
No, I know. I don't know what caballero, gaucho...
The image of the hombre. See, this is all part of my people's tradition.
But what is that?
Which one?
What is a... Bracero is a... Isn't that a farm worker or something?
No. It's... To understand my tradition, I would hope that you'd be more educated as a talk show personality. That you don't.
I don't know what a bracero is.
You don't know?
No.
A bracero is a gaucho. It's the same thing as a gaucho, vato, a chicano.
They're all the same? Bracero, caballero.
Chicano.
What was it?
Vato, ese.
Okay, so all of this is a guy that smokes a... I don't understand. It's a guy that...
It's a term for strong Latin male. That's all you need to know. And when you look at pictures of Ricky Ricardo and Juan Valdez, who had the cigarette dangling from their lips, looking strong, looking bad, looking, you know, hardcore. See, Ricky Ricardo, he hung hardcore. Okay? And that's all I'm trying to say. And what my people, okay... And Cheech and Chong smoked. They were strong vatos in my culture, too. These are all people who need to be...
Slow down.
All right. To be up front.
In the Latin community.
In the Latin community.
All right, well, so far what you're telling me is Ricky Ricardo, Juan Valdez...
Fidel Castro, who I do not necessarily admire him.
He's a communist.
I don't necessarily admire him, but he smokes, and he is a strong Latin leader.
Well, you may not admire Fidel Castro, but he's hated in a lot of portions of the Latin community. I don't even want to get into that, man. You've used a whole bunch of terms here, and I'm a little bit confused, and I hope that you can help me straighten this out.
I'll certainly try.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Brass Villanueva, who says that the image of cigarette smoking is significant in the Latin community. Now, do you promote cigarette smoking?
No, I do not.
Do you smoke?
Currently, I do not smoke. I have allergies, and cigarettes make me nauseous.
Well, I'm looking at a picture here on some of the printed material for Los Malos that shows you smoking a cigarette.
That is correct. That picture was taken.
You say you got nauseous?
I vomited shortly after, right. But the point is, it's not to promote cigarette smoking. The point is to promote the strong image of a gaucho.
Of a gaucho. You know, I don't want to be a smart aleck or anything, but the only gaucho that I was ever familiar with was a cookie. It was a peanut butter-filled cookie.
Well, that's racist, and that is not why we're here.
Well, I don't mean to be racist.
See, the whole thing is racist. It's racist from beginning to end that a strong Latin male such as myself has to come on your program and explain this. And
but the Anglo community won't understand it. Ricky Ricardo, I am told, was a character from a TV show. Are you sure you're not confusing the name with someone else?
I'm seeing the photographs of Ricky Ricardo.
I've seen the photographs of Ricky Ricardo with a cigarette. Do you think those look strong?
I believe they do. I think he gave quite a bit of himself for the Latin people and for the Caballero community, as well as the Gauchos. And
aren't they all the same, the Gaucho and...
Gaucho. See, a lot of the things that I resent is that I grew up in America, I grew up among Anglos, and a lot of these terms I'm not clear on myself. I know Gaucho and...
Let's talk about Ranchito. What's that?
That's a poquito rancho.
Okay, and what is poquito?
Well, that's... See, I don't know. I think that's...
Ain't that small?
Are you telling me you're not Latin?
No, I'm not, but I'm just trying to help you along.
You can't help me. You're Latin. You're Anglo. I will tell you.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that doesn't help at all to say that Ranchito... Isn't a Ranchito like a smaller ranch?
See, I think it's racist for you to sit there and try to tell me my culture.
All right. Mr. Villanueva, do you understand what I'm trying to do? Is I'm just trying to help us negotiate this thicket of terms so that we can get to the salient point here, which is that you believe these large awards against tobacco companies hurt the Latin community because your people need images of strong Latin males smoking cigarettes. Am I getting that right?
Would you say that again? Because
yeah, the idea that Ricky Ricardo is photographed with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth is somehow a strong Latin male.
That is correct. And it does inspire leadership in the Latin community.
Ricky Ricardo. Mike, look up the name Ricky Ricardo on IMDb, will you? 1-800-449-8686. Andy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Andy? Okay, Andy's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Look up Ricky Ricardo on the IMDb. And find out whether or not that guy exists.
I think it's racist for you to doubt the information I'm giving you.
Is it possible that you're wrong, sir? That's all I'm saying. Is it possible you could be wrong that Ricky Ricardo was, in point of fact, Desi Arnaz, which is what I've been told by my producer?
All right. Desi Arnaz was the guy that started Lucille Ball, didn't he?
Started her? Yeah, you could put it that way. He was married to her.
All right. See, that's racist for you to attribute.
What's racist about that?
You attribute some sexuality to Mr. Ricardo.
Mr. Arnaz.
Because, all right, you see, he started her like it's some sex thing.
I want to get back to what we're talking about in terms of the cigarettes, if I could, okay? Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jim?
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Man, I don't know who you are. Los Manos must be a very ignorant organization that has
Los Manos is Southern California activist organization in the Latin community right now.
Uh-huh. Well, if they have you as a spokesperson, they must not be a very good group, brother, because I'm telling you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what are you talking about? I'm trying to say that the Latin community right now needs leadership.
Now, I'm trying to say that the Latin community has strong leadership, and cigarette smoking has nothing to do
strong
with it.
Strong leadership
and
where?
If you can't understand
we just lost the man's
if you can't even talk about the right terms, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the gaucho community.
The gaucho community. The gaucho community. Gauchos are Argentinian. Okay?
It has nothing
to do with the Latino community in the States.
Let me ask him, Jim. This is Phil Hendry, the host. What is a gaucho?
A gaucho is an Argentinian cowboy. No, that's racist for him to ask you that. He should be asking me because I'm a guest. Yes,
why?
Well,
you don't know the term. There's nothing racist about it.
Well, Mr. Hendry said he thought it was a cookie. Well,
I'll tell you
what's
racist. Racist is believing that you have a lock on your culture when you don't even understand the words that your culture is using.
A gaucho is a South American cowboy.
Exactly. Usually from Argentina.
Well, you know, I mean, Everybody's got different definitions, okay?
Everybody's got different definitions.
You understand what I'm saying when you see that Fidel Castro, who smokes a cigar, is one of the strongest leaders in Latin America.
You know
why
Fidel Castro smokes a cigar?
Because he's a...
It has nothing to do with the cigar. It has to show that he is in control of the growing fields in Cuba.
That's right. That's right. It shows leadership. That's what I'm trying to say, brother.
It is not leadership.
Don't you call that
a symbol in the face of the Cubans in the States.
And what about
Go back and study your political history, buddy.
What about a ranchito?
You're coming across as a ranchito.
That's like a potato chip or something like that?
It's not a potato chip.
A corn chip. The corn chip is called Dorito. I know that.
Brother, you sound like a corn chip.
You know something, man? You know, you only hurt our people
when you come on here and you hurt our people. You don't even know who your people are, man. Our people are looking at you and going, my God, how can you say this?
Who are your people?
Our people are going, what?
The gaucho people.
Rancherito. We Latinos are looking at you and going, you don't speak for us.
What's a rancherito?
Including smoking.
That you had that at Taco Bell. That's rancherito, man. I'm talking about ranchito.
All right, thank you.
Taco Bell. I didn't say that's Latin. Mr. Henry asked me what rancherito was.
Is there such a thing as a rancherito? Listen, Jim, thanks. Is there such a thing as a rancherito?
I had one at Taco Bell.
What is it?
Like a burrito or something, man. I don't know. It's got beans in it.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. And all of this is to say that he believes that the image of a strong, young Latin man smoking a cigarette is important in the Hispanic community because it signifies leadership. He uses as his example pictures of Ricky Ricardo smoking cigarettes. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Brass Villanueva from Los Malos with me. The U.S. government, actually a jury awarded more than $3 billion to a lifelong smoker. Brass, you think the Hispanic community is hurt by these large awards because the Hispanic community needs the image of cigarette smoking.
That is absolutely correct, yes, sir.
First of all, you know, we're mixing a lot of things here. Gauchos, caballeros, strong males.
I think it's a ploy, really, to keep the Latin man down by discouraging the image of a strong Latin male. I bring my people up. The U.S. government is bringing my people down. The U.S. government has taken our land. They've taken our horses. They ran our horses off, all our cattle. They have taken everything that the Latin male has had. Now all we have left is a strong leadership and pictures of Juan Valdez.
And Juan Valdez, did he smoke or...
Mr. Lee, again, you try to tell me my culture. I think that's racist and insulting to me.
But it seemed to me he was a coffee guy or something.
He smoked. He drank coffee and smoked.
Oh, he drank coffee and smoked.
If I get the idea that you're making fun of me...
I'm just... Juan Valdez was a real guy?
He is one of the lead. He's not a real. I would say the leader. He's a guy that I saw on TV.
With a cigarette.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-449.
What am I saying here that you don't understand?
Well, the whole bit about Juan Valdez and Ricky Ricardo, strong Latin leadership, cigarettes. You know, when I was a kid, Humphrey Bogart looked tough to me, too. It didn't mean that I wanted to pick up a cigarette.
Nor would I recommend that you pick up a cigarette. What I'm saying is, when you send the negative message, $3 billion, that means a strong young Latin man who wants to smoke a Swisher Sweet or a cigarillo or a tipperillo, you can't do it. See, I'm bringing my people up. The U.S. government's pushing my people down by putting down Swisher Sweet or whatever.
Swisher Sweets, man. I didn't know they were big in the Hispanic community.
Very big. Very tasty.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what kind of moron you have back there, but listen, first of all, ranchito.
That's harsh, brother.
Ranchito means it's a small farm.
Harsh.
I mean, it's not a ranch. It's smaller than a ranch.
Well, what did I say?
And also, ranchito means it's a house is for poor people, people that live in a really poor conditions, that usually they live, you know, in a cardboard.
That is totally right, Tony. You
that's
are totally
right, Tito, too. So
you are so right, Tony. I'm trying to make this angry guy understand that, and he doesn't understand Ranchito. You know,
I understood.
No, he's asking you.
I'm asking you what.
You don't know what the heck is going on.
No, I'm saying that our people.
I mean,
the gaucho.
I have 22 years in this country. Okay,
you know about gaucho. You know about
you be talking. You know about the Hispanics or you know you try.
No, sir.
Because one thing is that you know we are here because this is the best country. This is a good country. Okay, and help us.
If you come back
to your country. You know, you will see what kind of mess they are.
But, Tony, wait a minute. You know, the U.S. government stole our land. They took our horses. They ran our cattle off.
I mean, listen. You know, from Spain. They came and they destroyed everything.
Well, it's
not only Americans. Come on, everybody. You go to the same thing.
What about the Caballeros?
You have a wrong point there because we have to do something different and you come out with this racism, you know.
No, it's all racist because the Caballeros got run off. Okay?
Caballeros, I mean,
Caballeros is like a
bunch of people, a bunch of guys that they were horses. They were supposed to be, you know, back up of a king or a queen or, you know, and they defend their role. But,
see, I don't know that.
That doesn't have to do anything with cigarettes and things like that.
Well, I didn't know anything. It didn't have nothing to do with cigarettes.
Caballeros and cigarettes, gauchos and vatos.
No,
you're mixing all this stuff.
Something also.
What about Ricky Ricardo?
Gauchos. There are two kinds of gauchos, okay? There is Brazilian gauchos and Argentinian gauchos.
Tony, let me ask you something. Who's Ricky Ricardo?
Right, who's Ricky
Ricardo? He was just a top show guy. I mean,
he's smoking a cigarette.
Leadership? He doesn't show leadership there. I mean, let me tell you, this guy, to be married with an American, he's a pretty good wimp.
What are you talking about, man?
He doesn't show really the real Hispanic in a married with an American.
About Ricky Ricardo.
And just forgive me if I behave like Ricky Ricardo.
What did Ricky Ricardo do, man? He showed strength. He gave his life for our community. He smoked a cigarette, and he looked tough.
His personal life, I really don't know what was going on with his personal life.
He was married to Lucille Ball.
On TV, he's really, you know, I mean, he doesn't show leadership there. He just was selling a show.
Well, you know there's an old saying in the Latin community, Mr. Henry.
What is that?
Any pussy can quit smoking. It takes a man to face lung cancer.
And that's an old saying in the Latin community.
That's correct.
Where are you from? What kind of Latin community are you coming from? From Rome or what?
I come from LA.
I come from LA. That's not true.
I come from LA.
LA, all Hispanics are born in LA. That's right. That's bull, man. That's not true.
I tell you right now, you should smoke a cigarette to show how strong you are for the Latin community. Try a cigarillo.
Cigarillo. Come on, cigarillo. If you are Hispanic, you talk Spanish, okay?
All right.
I mean, no can with any anything.
I think a lot of this stuff is mixed up in a misunderstanding of ranchito and gaucho and...
Well, you don't know what it means.
Well, I sure know that gaucho ain't no cookie.
No, it's not cookie.
It's not a cookie.
There are two kinds of gauchos. Gauchos from Brazil and gauchos from Argentina.
Right.
They are people. They are cowboys that raise cows or sheep or, llamas.
You know Dorito, right? Dorito?
Yes, that's a brand. That's a brand for Tostitos, from things like that.
Okay, Tostito. What is a Tostito?
Tostito is another brand for those kind of a junk foods. How do you call it? You know...
Frito-Lay,
taquito, Dorito, you see?
What about it, man? Those are corn chips.
Yeah.
Oh,
corn
okay.
Corn
All
chip.
Right. I thought they had something to do with the ranch.
No.
Yeah, you can dip them in ranch dressing. How about that?
Yeah, you know what ranch dressing is mean come from?
Is that
because
ranchito?
They are from fresh vegetables.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry with Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. You wanted to make a point, Mr. Villanueva, before our break?
Only to say that there is a very famous painting in Latin culture, okay? And that is of a man sitting at a table. He has a handlebar mustache. He has like a 3 or 4 day growth of beard on his face, okay? And he's got a bottle of blue agave tequila with a cigarette. And that, why do you think you see that painting in so many Latin homes? Because that is a picture of strength.
Do you advise young Latin, young Hispanic people to smoke?
I don't say they should smoke. I say that there's nothing wrong with hanging around like with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. And, I don't know, you know.
Maybe at your job or something?
Yeah, at your job.
Because, I mean, like if they're hanging around with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth in the middle of the day someplace and they're not in school and, you know.
Well, are you being racist?
No, I'm not being racist. I mean, don't you want them to be doing something other than just hanging around with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth?
No, for right now, that's all we need. Just a picture of them with a cigarette hanging out.
Other than that, that's.
We don't need anything else right now. I'm working on it.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Maria, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I don't think the government's hurting the Spanish population by, you know, awarding this $3 billion whatever to the smoker guy. I think these guys' comments are the ones that are hurting the Spanish community.
What did I do?
Gosh, you keep. First of all, you can make up your mind whether you want to speak Spanish or you want to speak English. That's one thing.
No,
and
I believe I have to communicate to the American people, you know, so I'm talking about...
Well, the American people speak English, my
vato,
friend.
The vato.
Well, you know, vato is not even in the Spanish language dictionary. Vato is the slang that gang members use for, like,
isn't that,
that dude.
No,
it's like saying dude.
I thought those were cowboys.
Okay, listen.
Vato isn't a cowboy.
You're racist. You don't know.
How am I
you
racist?
You know what? He's not a racist. I'm Spanish. I was born in a third world country. I'm a United States citizen. Citizen now. But I don't think he's racist.
I think
you're buried under a rock somewhere, some Spanish rock in the middle of L.A.
Look what the U.S. government did to our people. They stole our ranchito. They took the ranchero.
Ranchito. I don't understand. My first language is Spanish, and I don't understand half of the Spanish words you're saying. I'm raising my kids in the United States.
What about the ranchito?
About the what?
The ranchico.
What's a ranchico?
That's a small...
It's a tiny little house that I don't want to live in, you know?
Well, no, but that's what the U.S. government took our chickens. They took our pigs. They made us...
You know what? I never had any pigs or chickens to begin with, so I can't relate with you on
you
that
didn't?
One, but... I don't want to get into a match with you.
Yeah,
I
let's forget about the ranchito and the broncoito. I don't even know what a broncoito is.
I have no clue what that
is. It's a small horse.
But it's a small horse.
I just want to tell the host something.
Yes, ma'am.
Try to get from this. I don't want to get into a match with him because
I understand.
He can't communicate.
Ma'am, I don't
know?
Want to argue with you. I'm trying to help you, sister. You are a member of my
it's
community.
It's just so upsetting what he's saying.
Right.
I'm raising my two, I guess they're Spanish kids because I'm married to another Spanish guy. In the United States, my son, he's so sure he's going to be the next president of the United States.
Well, that's great.
I'm sure he doesn't want to grow up to be some smoke dude living in East L.A.
No,
you
I'm
know.
Just talking about your son.
My daughter could be a Chicano.
Is your son a Chicano?
What do you mean by that?
Is he a gaucho?
I don't know what that is.
Her son isn't a South American cowboy.
Living in the United States.
My son doesn't ride horses
or anything.
This is the woman. You understand the macho tradition of the Latin community that the woman should not speak down to the man this way. You make me feel small.
You live in another century. Anyway,
this is the United States of America. You make my penis feel small when you
just
speak with me this way.
Just trying to get from this guy.
Will you knock it off with this?
Excuse
me for a minute, Maria. Don't ever say that the lady's making your penis feel small.
My penito.
He's just a loony. You know, I don't pay attention
to
him.
What I'm trying to get from him,
what
penito.
Level of education he has. And just figure out...
is that I love our people, and I want the Latin people to have cigarettes.
What level of education do you have, sir?
Okay, currently, I'm a sophomore at Cleveland High School in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my God.
A sophomore?
Tells you everything.
How old are you, 15?
No, sir, I'm 25, but
I did have a bad start. I did have a bad start in life. I admit to that. But
and you know the bad, you know the sad part? With these things you're saying, you're, all these Spanish people that you claim to be gathering to back you up, you're leading them to a bad end as well.
No, but
you know, it's leaders that, like you that we don't need.
What about Juan Valdez?
You know, those are cartoon people you're referring to.
How dare you say cartoon people? He gave his life for our people.
What? Juan Valdez gave his life?
Don't speak to me. You're Anglo.
Second, I know Juan Valdez. He's the dude that pulled the burro up the hill with the coffee.
I know.
What?
He sells coffee beans or something.
What are you talking about? No, you will not allow me to
slow down.
Okay. You will not allow me to be disrespectful to Juan Valdez or Ricky Ricardo when they smoke cigarettes and I looked up to them.
Well, Ron Valdez and Bugs Bunny. I mean,
Bugs Bunny? He was a gangster.
He worked for my ranks. It's in the same category as those.
You're talking about Bugs Bunny is the guy who started Las Vegas. And all
that's Bugsy Siegel, man. That wasn't Bugs Bunny.
I can't take any more of him.
Bugs Bunny didn't start Las Vegas.
Who started Las Vegas?
Bugsy Siegel, you idiot.
You racist. I would cut you open like a Christmas turkey if you said that in front of me.
Well, you know something, sir? I'd expect that out of you. Violent and ignorant.
This lady needs to stop sniffling or her can of Aquanet. You know? Are you sniffling Aquanet? Huh? It makes you loco.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny started Vegas. See, here's the deal, man. Cigarettes, when I was a kid growing up, cigarettes looked pretty tough. Like Clint Eastwood in Fistful of Dollars looked pretty good. But as I got older and as I looked at these images, you know, Eastwood with a cigarette, Bogart with a cigarette, as I got older and I learned a little bit more about it, I smoked even more because it looks really cool. I started going two packs a day. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Amish are back in the news. A 33-year-old fugitive who posed as an Amish baker has been arrested after 2 years on the run from 72 rape charges. Police arrested Paul Matthew Patterson at his home Wednesday evening after authorities were tipped that he was wanted in Allen County, Kentucky. I don't imagine it was the Amish that tipped him off since they don't have phones. Maybe one of them went into town in the buggy and used a payphone. Hello, yeah, this is Parson Baker. I don't know if this damn thing's working or anything. But anyway, there's a man mighty suspicious. Anyway, this guy fled with his wife and children in 98 on the day he was to be sentenced for raping his wife's younger sisters over a 4-year period. There's a certain kind of psychopath that's there's a certain kind of psychopath in our midst who's almost to be admired in a way. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, because, Jesus, you know, one false move doing this gig and everybody thinks you're Hitler. But I'm just saying, you got to hand it to a guy. He goes from being this psychopathic rapist to posing as an Amish baker? In any other life, this guy's Laurence Olivier. I mean, his life took a wrong turn somewhere. By the way, I was just thinking of this going home the other night. I don't know why. I just maybe because I was really missing my wife. And when I get horny, I think of Anthony Hopkins. And I was thinking, wait, that cat ought to do a comedy. That's the next thing that Anthony Hopkins should do is a comedy. I know that you're out there, Sir Anthony, because I know you live in the Palisades. And, I'm probably not listening to this show. Probably don't listen to any radio at all because I know you hate the electronic media in this country. But I know somewhere you're out there and maybe someone will knock on the door. Someone who's giving you a cup of sugar, a neighbor. Why don't you do a comedy? Well, could you see that cat? Just take Hannibal Lecter and stick that character in, like, Friends. God, that would be a riot. Just take the character he did in Hannibal and put him in a way in that 70s show or a Titus or anything that's funny. So anyway, this guy, he's an Amish dude. Patterson fled with his wife. He was raping his wife's younger sisters over a 4-year period. The girls were 11, 14, and 15 when the assaults began in 93. After moving to Pennsylvania, neighbors said Patterson told them he was Amish and had moved from Alabama. So in other words, all you got to do is just walk up. Hi, I'm Amish. Can I? Well, sure, neighbor. Sure, friend. Bring thee in. Yeah, I'm Amish. And the cat just goes right in it because they're probably very friendly people. I'm sure that they have seen, you know, it's almost like the Amish are people you can't talk bad about because you may go to hell or something. I'm reluctant to say things negative about, like, maybe you're a little stupid. You guys with your no buttons on the shirt and let's put up the end of the barn and, barbecue a cow or whatever it is you guys do. Time now for the baked pie. Go ahead. Oh, here comes Ezekiel on the concertina. Because they just put up another barn. Don't they have barn-raising parties in the Amish country? I mean, not that it's anything new making fun of the Amish. They've heard it all before. No, they haven't. They don't have radios. They don't even know anybody's making fun of them. They probably think that they're the most admired people in this country because they don't watch TV. They don't listen to the radio. They go, here we are, the Amish. You know, all those smucks out there, they wish they could have a horse and buggy and go down the road and have a barn-raising party. They wish they could just snap their suspenders, look outside with the King David beard and the pitchfork. We all want to do that. All right. After moving to Pennsylvania, neighbors said Patterson told them he was Amish and had moved from Alabama to get away from the overcrowding. Yeah, the overcrowded Amish communities in Alabama. Patterson's also rented a storefront to sell baked goods. Wow, the cat's a baker. He's a rapist. He's everything. Phew. Pretty wild. When I was in high school, they made me go and do a report on the Methodists. I remember that was real because I was raised Catholic. I went to a Catholic school. I went to Catholic grade school. I went to 3 years of a Catholic high school. I come from a Catholic family. There was a bottle of bourbon at all times in a little cupboard over the I don't even know what it was called now. I think they called it a refrigerator. We never went in it. We always went to the liquor cabinet. So there's a little bottle of bourbon up there. And on Christmas Eve, the priest would come from the local parish, and my old man always made a gift of scotch to the priests. Now, I'm not saying these guys like to drink, but you couldn't go wrong laying that on a priest. I got to high school. A guy said, well, we want all of you young Catholic boys to go out and do something. This was our ethics teacher, Brother Brian. And I want you guys to go out and make a report on some other religion. And now you could go to hell, you could burn, you could fry, you could cook, you could boil in your own sweat, according to Catholic liturgy, if you so much as step foot in any other church other than a Catholic church. At that time, I don't know if they've changed it, but you could be fricasseed in hell, cooked, almost sautéed. It's not even good to say the devil would sauté you with garlic if you went into any place that was other than the Catholic Church. So that was a whole new thing for me, man. And the church I had to go to was Methodist. And I went in there, man, and I sat down and I listened to the Methodists. And I remember thinking that it was cool because in the Catholic Church, everything was with the bells and the raising of the host, and there's robes, and there's guys running around, and there's incense, and you got to stand, and then you kneel, and then you stand, and you kneel, and you're crossing yourself, and you're dipping the holy water, and you're genuflect, and you're getting in, and you're kneeling on those freaking things, and the fatter I get, the tougher it is to kneel in that pew, and it's just, you don't even want to know. Now it's getting a little bit cooler. You go to a Catholic mass now, they have like a cat playing guitar and singing tunes that, you know, actually would chart if somebody would record them. They're not bad. And also, I went to church the other day. I swear to God, the priest was like 4'3" or something. Smallest priest you ever saw. You never think of seeing a priest that's almost midget size. But he was coming in. He had to get on a little step stool behind the thing, but he laid it on you, man. He was pretty good. But I remember thinking, going to this Methodist thing, this was different and refreshing because it was just a guy in a suit with a book. Hi. And here it is, and goodbye, get out. And that was it. I wonder what the Amish do. I bet you their religious ceremony is like a cakewalk or something. I don't know. Going and making cupcakes or something. Did you ever see the movie with Harrison Ford, Witness, where he went into the Amish country and he beat the living crap out of those guys that were bugging the Amish? There was some kind of a vicarious thrill to the Amish got out of having Harrison Ford in there kicking the crap out of some guy and shoving his head through a windshield because he was giving crap to these people with the King David beards and the little bonnet. I remember seeing him walking down the road one time. I don't mean to go off on Amish, but now I have all these memories. We were driving back east. I saw some lady in a bonnet. And a guy with a hat and the overalls and carrying a milk bucket with a cow and a bell. And I thought they were shooting a movie. No, wait a minute. That was not. That was here in Hollywood. First time I ever went to Hollywood, man, is a guy with a bell on his neck. I mean, the cow had the bell. No, the guy had the bell on the neck. The cow was wearing a hat and carried a bucket. That was it. Thanks, Mike. Okay, the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. About time to get together, our 2001, don't you think, Mike? I don't know whether we ought to do a CD, a video, a feature-length film, but it'll be right around the corner here. We'll come out with our 2001, give it some kind of a snappy name. Hopefully we'll get some in-store. Hopefully we'll get some kind of an in-store presence. Maybe a video game. Don't know what it would constitute, but some kind of a little twist that we could throw in there along with the CD. But if we can get some in-store, that would be a beautiful thing for this year's CD. Some presence somewhere. JCPenney. You know, I don't care where it is. Kmart. All these cats get their CDs in warehouse, and they got them in Tower Records, and they get them at Peaches. And mine, you have to know a guy. You have to go into a bus, and a guy hands it to you, and you never see the guy, just the hand. Just the curtain opens, and a hand, here it is, $20, and I never see the money. I got a hold of a really good T-shirt once that said F Dallas on it. It was this T-shirt. I had to buy it from some guy in a van. Never saw the guy. I went to a Ram game, and it was this F Dallas, big straight, silver star. And, I walking up and down the aisle with this F Dallas T-shirt, and I don't even know what got into me. You know, I had the crap kicked out of me after the game by these guys, and I don't mean that, Dallas. I understand that the Cowboys are tremendous, and I heard Jerry Jones say they're going to win 10 games next year, so that's good. But, I mean, this was back in the day, okay? Back when I had Ram season tickets. Not that that did me any good. I got the crap kicked out of me by Giant fans, Cowboy fans, even the Ram mascot. I had a standing bet. You remember that guy that ran out onto the field and, wrestled that outfielder to the ground, and the guy got arrested? And it was like a $20,000 fine. It was assault. It was a very serious thing. And I saw that, and it reminded me of when we used to go to Ram games at Anaheim. And I had a standing bet with my friends. The first guy to go down and rip the head off of the Ram mascot, 3 G's, plus any and all bail, any and all lawyer's fees. 3 G's. Would you do it? None of these wimps I was with, these cats wouldn't take it. You'd do it right now? There ain't no Rams down there now. You got to fly to St. Louis to do it. Okay, man, I'll fly you to St. Louis. I'll give you $3,000. You rip that freaking helmet off of that Ram, fat-headed Ram mascot. I'd love to see that happen. Guy took it off one time. I was down on the field doing some kind of a press day. And he sits in that suit and sweats like a stuck pig. And, boy, the stink coming out of that thing. I said, man, you might, a little underarm deodorant. It doesn't do any good. You get caught by the cops before the head comes off. No deal, though. Just remember that, Craig. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dialed in here to the Phil Henry Show, and we're going to be coming back in just a moment with some other stuff.